Portugal the Man. I love that song. Pretty excited. We're still waiting for Jay to call for Comic-Con.
We are waiting for Jay Muse, best known as Jay from Jay and Silent Bob. And I've been talking to his people. He missed his actual window he was supposed to call, but we're trying to get him on the line.
And then yesterday, what happened?
Oh, Kevin Smith, we had to reschedule him as well. They're both in town for Kansas City Comic-Con this weekend, and we should be talking to Kevin Smith right before 9 o'clock. He's doing his Fat Man on Batman podcast here live in Kansas City.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
It's kind of neat to see how big Comic-Con has become in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, welcome everybody from around the country to our fine city.
Yeah, and you know, they're also doing, I want to ask Kevin, because he's a big fan of Superman as well, and they're doing a Superman, some of the original cast members from the original movie with Christopher Reeve, they're all going to be here in town this weekend.
Nice.
It's going to be super cool. In trending topics first, let's talk about Veterans Day and some of the big things happening.
Yeah, there's some really cool events at the World War One Museum and Memorial in KC. It's free for vets and active duty. There's going to be a Vietnam helicopter. You can find your World War One connection. But I think the coolest thing is Saturday morning, 9:15, before the Veterans Day ceremony, they're going to show their new entrance. And then at 10 a.m., Emmanuel Cleaver II and Mayor Sly James are going to speak. You can go to theworldwar.org if you want to find out more.
In other news, did you guys hear O.J. Simpson's in a little bit of trouble?
No.
He's banned from the Cosmopolitan Hotel in Las Vegas for drunken disturbance, which I think is part of his parole. He's not supposed to be drinking.
Uh-oh. Oh, you're right.
But don't quote me on that. Staff said the 70-year-old former NFL player got drunk and began disrupting other customers at the Click Bar inside the hotel. He was reportedly cooperative after security was called, and he was removed from the premises. He has reportedly been staying in Vegas after finishing a 9-month stint in jail for a 2007 hotel robbery, so he is not allowed to ever set foot in that hotel again. Yikes. Probably not good when you're on probation. Paper airplanes, the board game Clue, and Wiffle Ball are officially the newest inductees into the National Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York. They take up permanent residence next to Crayola Crayon, Checkers, Radio Flyer Wagon, the Jump Rope, and Dollhouse. To be eligible, the toys must have inspired creative play over several generations. There are 65 toys in the National Toy Hall of Fame.
That's cool.
And we have been trying to get Jason Muse, Jay from Jay and Silent Bob, on the phone to talk about Kansas City Comic Con. Britt is telling me, Rocket, that we should have him on the line, so let's try and get him up. Good morning, Mix 93.3.
I had a call at 10 to 7, but I totally blanked. I was feeding my 2-year-old and getting her ready for school.
All right. Well, since you're feeding your kid and stuff, I guess we'll forgive you, Jason. Well, thanks for calling. We're happy to talk to you. I know you're coming to Kansas City for Kansas City Comic Con this weekend. Kevin Smith is going to be doing Fat Man on Batman. What are you going to be doing while you're here? Are you going to be doing some panels or just walking around on the floor?
Yeah, so I'll be doing, set up like a Q&A for me separately on the floor, but panel/Q&A. And I'll also be there. Kevin and I will be doing a photo op together. We've been doing these here, you know, every so often. And if he's going to be there doing a show, Get Old or Fat Man on Batman, then him and I will do a duo photo op. And then I'll usually hang out for the weekend and you know, sign some stuff, take some photos, walk the floor, buy some Legos.
So what do you, because I know that you guys are all just fans of pop culture and stuff, so when you get to attend these Comic Cons, what is it that you look forward to seeing? Are you more into comic books or is it the movies?
For me, I think at this point, I definitely am into comic books, but I really love seeing, like, you know, the exclusive action figures and statues. But I also love just seeing, like, people's independent people who are, you know, creating their own thing, like whether it be they're making pillows out of recycled comic books or whatever, you know, like people come up with some really creative things. And I love seeing all the different stuff that people come up with. People make pins and clothes, baby clothes. Like, I bought this really cool Wonder Woman dress that some vendor made at a comic book Comic-Con for my 2-year-old, and it's awesome. So it's like a dress, and it has Wonder Woman pictures from, like, the comic books all over it.
That's
awesome. The top of it.
So I want that.
Stuff like that I love seeing, because each con has a different like cool vendor who stands out. Not to mention there's the cool stuff, like people bring, you know, those guys who set up the 501st Star Wars, where they set up like Jabba the Hutt Palace, and they have the speeder bike and the, you know, all that stuff. It's awesome.
Have you ever had anybody make something weird with you? Like, it has your face on it, or, you know, made out of macaroni or something crazy?
Yeah. there's definitely been a ton of different things. There's nothing like really weird that stands out, but there's definitely someone like out of steel or metal. I don't know what kind. I believe it's steel, made a gray from the animated J face, and it's sort of cut out, and he gave it to me, which was really cool. Definitely there's been some cool stuff, but there definitely has been some other Jay Bob things made out of those little like beads, you know, and they pull all the beads together in different colors and it creates a J.
I think you actually sold more tickets just now when you said that you're going to have a picture with Kevin. I think people are going to line up to have that picture.
Well, I know everyone's excited that you and Kevin and the comic book man that all, I don't think you guys have all been here in Kansas City at the exact same time.
I don't think so either. I feel like it's either the comic book man are at one place and then Kevin and I at another, or I'm at one place with the comic book man, or, but yeah, I think it's, you know, it's, I don't think we've ever all been at the same convention at the same weekend. So it'll definitely be pretty cool. And like you said, I'm stoked because Kevin and I don't do the photo op often. So it's you know, it's sort of a treat when Kevin's like, yeah, I'll stick around Saturday. I don't have any other shows until Monday. So I'll stick around and we can do photos or whatever. So.
Well, we're excited that you guys are going to be here. It's Kansas City Comic Con. It's happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Bartle Hall. Jason Mewes will be there, Kevin Smith, and we have tickets to give away. So right now, call number 9-576-7093. We'll hook you up. And this is a 3-day pass, so it's good for the entire weekend. Yep. Jason, thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. I am too, man. Have a good weekend, and I'll see you then. Thank you. Kansas City's number one.